Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Great tune. Kind of bad music right there. We're talking to two bad boys right now. Absolute. Actually, I think they're both really good dudes, but when they get on the mat, there's something that switches with these guys. Joining us now, Northern Colorado wrestlers, Andrew Alirez, Steve-O Poulin. They are Big 12 champs. Guys, Andrew, let's go with you first. Andrew, thanks so much for being on the show, man. Congratulations to you again. I mean, do you ever get tired of losing? Does that ever, I mean, or tired of winning? Because you never lose. You don't even know what that is. Thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Now it's time to go do the real one, so I'm ready to go.
So talk to us about that experience, what you can take from last year into this year. And again, we're going to see the brackets tonight, too, I believe. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. But, Andrew, talk to us a little bit about what that experience hopefully will do for you going forward this year.
It's just been a great learning experience. You know, I truly believe to reach the top, you got to hit that rock bottom first, and I believe that was what happened to me last year. Now I'm been going through the struggle of coming up, and been doing great. My spirits are high. I've been doing everything right, and now it's time to go let it go and make sure that I get what I want.
And you've certainly done that, man. I mean, unbeaten on the season. What have you done differently this season compared to last year? Have you done anything? Have you made tweaks? What have you done as far as, you know, the physical side, the mental side? Anything there you can talk to us about?
A little bit of everything, you know. Now I'm trying to do everything in my life perfect as I could do it. My training has increased dramatically from I started this process in the summer, like real early. It's been about 9 or 10 months since I've been training, putting in the work. I knew I had to get in much better shape, and I started that in the summer. That's just allowing me to wrestle to my full potential. That on top of the mental side, you know, trying to blow matches open, don't sit there and wait, go get them now. Just trying to dominate in every position, plus school, study hall, whatever I got to do, just trying to stay on top of everything and do everything as perfect as I can do it, because all those little things, they're gonna add up, and you're going to see who's doing the right thing.
Hey, that's a key word, perfect. That's what it's been like for you. NCAA championships are next Thursday. The brackets will be released tonight. Also joining us, Steve-O Poulin, Big 12 champ as well. Got his first Big 12 title in the 125-pound weight class. Steve-O, the last couple of days when I knew we were going to get these interviews, I'm always watching different videos of guys and clips, and I'm seeing Andrew's stuff, of course. And Steve-O, I'm seeing videos of you that just went viral when you were like 3 years old or whatever, 8 years old. I mean, you have been wrestling in big ways your whole life, my friend. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I've been pretty well known since the little guy with the mohawk.
So. I love it, man. And you guys are just both dangerous dudes when you get out there on the mat. Steve-O, what's it mean to you, man, to get your first Big 12 title here, and then doing it for such a, you know, fun program? We've really gotten to love this UNC program with Coach Nickerson too. But what's it mean to you, man?
Man, it's just the start. You know, it's my first year. I'm looking to, you know, of course, do good next weekend and hopefully add a couple more Big 12 titles for me and for the program.
What have you done throughout the course of the year to set you up in this position? I mean, has being alongside a guy like Andrew Alirez, who's just constantly in big matchups, I mean, has that helped you? Obviously, you have a fantastic coach, a tremendous team. How much have those guys really helped you out and get you to this point?
Yeah, we've done a good job training throughout the season and just making sure that, you know, we peak and perform our best at the right times. So that time is now, and we're just making sure we're firing all cylinders.
Do you feel like you're kind of approaching that peak right at the perfect time with next week being the NCAA championships? Do you feel like you're starting to hit that point?
That's the plan. Just getting our body right to this point, getting your mind right. Honestly, everything you've done, you got to be ready by now. You can't change much in a week. So just doing everything you control.
Yeah, no question. Well, we're excited to see what both of you guys can do. Andrew Alirez joining us as well. We mentioned it already, 141-pound weight class, Big 12 champ. Andrew, I got to throw this out. So many cool things about your background and you being a Greeley guy. But I just have to do a special thing here. My brother-in-law wrestled at UNC. His little boy, he's 7 or 6, I believe. He is a diehard wrestler. He's wrestling every single weekend. You are his hero, my friend. His name is Sawyer. So I just wanted to throw that out there because he wanted to hear this interview, but he has been watching your stuff and videos, and he just absolutely number one fan of yours, my friend.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Shoot, if he wants to get coached up a little bit, I run a youth club, so I have to stop by and maybe get some work in.
Dude, you let me know. Let's get details. My sister's listening right now, so I'm sure they're signing up already as we speak here. But they would absolutely be in awe. Maybe an autograph, too. I said I'd ask.
Oh, yeah. Top Notch Wrestling Club. We practice every day at 6:30. You have to stop by and free autograph. Check it out. Free autographs and free pictures.
Oh, I love it, man. I might snag some of those autographs if we're throwing them out there, man. Might as well. But, Andrew, for you, what does it mean, man? I mean, you being a Greeley guy, and you're so vocal about it. And I know fans just absolutely love it, like saying, hey, we want to put Greeley on the map. I want to show out for Greeley. What does that mean to you to represent like that?
It means everything, you know. Ever since I was younger, I've had a plan to try to put this town on the map and do whatever I can to bring some popularity to it, and that's what I've been trying to do, you know. And I want it to where it don't stop at me. There's going to be someone behind me, and for years to come, that's why I do my kids club. I try to help out whatever I can, because I would love to see a pipeline down in the city just of wrestlers achieving high accomplishments.
Well, and you guys are doing that as a group, too. Obviously, we've got both of you guys on the program here, but Vinny Zurbin gets an at-large bid, so seeing three guys get that opportunity is so cool. So, like, what you're saying is, you know, we want it to grow. I want to be, obviously, a leader of this wrestling team. I want to go forward and put a positive light on this program, but also make sure we're bringing in guys on a yearly basis. And so far, so good, man. What's it like having a young guy like Steve-O doing what he's doing? And already kind of looking at what you've built and carrying that on.
Oh, it's awesome, because you want the people behind you to do better than you. So that's the way you keep pushing the program forward. I think seeing our young guys succeed is just showing everybody that we're trending in the right direction. We're going to continue to keep it pushing and hopefully keep pushing out people that accomplished much more than I did.
Andrew Alirez successfully became UNC's first two-time Big 12 champ. This is also the first time in UNC program's history in which it's produced two Big 12 champions. Steve O'Poulin, man, what does that mean to you, man? Just the fact that we've got history. You two are a part of history. Andrew has done so much already. You are already on that great path, and you've been famous for so long. But that's got to be pretty sweet looking at that, man. First time in program history where you're producing two Big 12 champs.
Yeah, I mean, history in the making. This is just the beginning, so hopefully we'll keep it going.
Well, man, we absolutely love what you guys are doing. Talk to us a little bit, Steve-O, on your side of things. Let's go there first. You know, just about the potential competition in your weight class and what that might look like. Obviously, we'll get the brackets tonight, but just what is that process like for you now? Are you studying film on guys you're potentially going to go up against? What that looks like? What's that process like?
I'm just making sure not to look ahead and focus one match at a time. You saw my Big 12 tournament. You know, I had a couple overtime matches, even first round. So I'm going to make sure I'm ready to go first round. And, tonight when the brackets come out, figure out who I got and calculate a plan.
What does that look like as far as coming up with that plan? Obviously, it's continuing to do what you've been doing all season that's got you here, training and watching the diet and everything. But what else goes into that preparation for you?
Yeah, I don't like to study my opponent too much, because I feel like subconsciously you give them too much respect. Mm. See them, you know, do things, and
you just think that they're going to do that on you or whatever, whether you think that or not, subconsciously, that happens. So I'll just look at, you know, a couple little clips and see their stance or whatever, but not much.
How about you, Andrew? What's your process like? And obviously, you know, this is something you were doing last year, too. But just the overall, does this change what your typical process is throughout the regular season? Or what's that look like for you, man?
No. It kind of, I keep everything the same, you know. I'll watch my film, watch my tape. I like to be prepared for any and every situation. I'm ready for whoever, whenever. And I've been ready since day one of the season. So I know these guys. I feel I'm prepared for anything.
Well, we're excited to see what you guys can do, man. Congratulations to both of you guys on a historic season. Andrew, again, you continue to just amaze everybody and make the community proud. Steve-O, you are jumping right in and taking over, man. People are excited about you and what you're going to be able to do with the 125-pound weight class coming up next weekend, man. We're proud of you guys, and we're looking forward to seeing what the brackets look like tonight.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Steve-O Poulin, Andrew Alirez, victorious as Big 12 champions. Poulin got his first Big 12 title in the 125-pound weight class, and then Alirez, of course, defended his title in the 141-pound weight class. Dude, I'm going back and watching videos of these guys. I like to do that before, because, again, it's not like every single night you can tune in on regular television and there's, you know, wrestling tournaments going on. So you do kind of got to get on the internet and find a lot of these tournaments. These guys are ridiculous. I would not want to make them upset. I'm way heavier than both of those guys. That would mean absolutely zero. They're like two rocks.
Yeah, I just watched a bit of Andrew's fight and or match, I guess. No, I probably would have broken both my legs trying this.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Seeing the way they have to bend their bodies like that, and then if you get pinned under somebody, yeah, no, my knee would be gone.
Oh, well, they're so quick. They're so ridiculously quick, man. I mean, they tie up and you never know what's going
to
happen.
You got to make the right moves. If your opponent's going to do this, you got to counteract it with this. Crazy. My track coach tried to get me into wrestling.
I wrestled in junior high. I liked it. I'm telling you, man, talk about a nerve-wracking sport. That was the most nervous I ever got for any kind of sport.
Oh, yeah. All the wrestlers I knew in high school were always just like chugging water or not chugging water, trying to make weight like the day of a match or whatever. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude. The dedication. And then Andrew's like, dude, I got these other things I'm doing, youth wrestling stuff that I'm working in too. So these guys are grinders. There's no question about it. We appreciate both of them jumping on with us. 30 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.